Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
8:15. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good.
Good?
Not bad.
Made it through last night, all right.
Made it through last night.
So we had, we have some friends in town, and so we're out. I was out a little bit later than I usually am, so I'm dragging a little bit today. Mm-hmm. But I saw you and Sam. Uh-huh. We were over at Tavern on the River, and
I was ready to go home last night.
You were. You were. I could already tell you had a few cocktails. You know, golfing, that happens. Afterwards, you celebrate a win. Mm-hmm. But then your lovely wife, Amanda, came out when we were all kind of getting ready to leave.
She walks to the door. I'm like, God dang it.
Die. I wanted to go home.
She's up. We look through the glass, and she's there up ordering a drink. And I'm like, no, dude, that's like another 45 minutes.
Hunter was tapping on the glass going, don't.
Don't do it.
Stop it.
Well, it's just going to be one.
It's never just one.
I know how that turns out.
It's never just one.
I told her, I will walk home.
I don't care. I will hitchhike.
And she goes, she looks at me, then walk home. Damn it.
Calls you. You're like, all right, I'm not going to walk, but could you hurry up, please?
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
Tailpipe or taco?
Ooh. It's a taco.
Taco, all right, here you go. Excuse me. Oh, you gotta... A family in L.A. was heading home from a water park on Saturday night. Nice day at the public urination pool. they stopped at a taco truck for dinner. Like families
I
do.
I love taco trucks.
Well, I do too.
Mm-hmm.
I do too.
Something
special
about them.
Two separate things that are pretty cool on their own. You put them together.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It is.
It's amazing. I want a taco out of the back of that truck. so they stopped there. Everything was pretty normal, but a 38-year-old guy named Juan Rodriguez walked up to them, told him he was an undercover cop, and then he flashed a gun.
Hmm.
Whoa, what's going on?
Right.
What's happening? Well, the mom's instincts kicked in, and she immediately knew he wasn't a cop. She also knew that she had to protect her four children, her husband, and herself.
Ooh.
So she acted. She handed him the taco.
Here you go.
Here you go. He took it, and then she told him she'd go grab a few more napkins. When she went up to the people working in the truck, she calmly told them not to look, but the man threatening her family with a gun, and call 911. They did. Guy got arrested. He was not a cop. Got arrested for impersonating an officer.
Wow.
And just like that, a taco.
Mom instincts.
Mom instincts. That's a real thing.
She knows.
That's a real thing.
It really is.
I just, this teaches me a lot, Hunter. Mm-hmm. I'm now always going to have tacos, a bag of tacos with me, just in case danger is afoot.
Here, take a taco.
Taco.
Think about your life for a second. Taco.
I'm going to get some napkins. You stay there with that taco. And then I'm going to run away.
She should have stabbed him with a taco.
All right. Break the shell and right in the neck.
Get shanked by a taco.
You can't do it. You got to do it right away. You got to do it because otherwise it gets soggy. You're not going to do any damage. It's just going to crumple underneath.
You got an effing shell in your neck, man.
That's crazy.